joining Hull Kingston Rovers on a 3-year contract from the start of next season. Tell us how it all came about.
I've been out a bit with an unfortunate injury last year. But like I was real good friends with Darryl Golden, and he went over there at the start of the season. I spoke to him on a few occasions, and he couldn't give the place, any more praise. And obviously, I was coming up on my contract, and okay, I showed an interest in Chris Chester. Obviously, kept talking to me throughout my injury, seeing how things were, and I said that there's a spot there that he wants to strengthen, and I said there's a chance for me there, and obviously with all the praise that Darryl gave it, and the talks he had with Chris Chester, I just thought, where they're going as a club and what they're trying to do, I want to be part of that.
Yeah, it's such a shame for Darryl as well, isn't it, as well? I mean, effectively, you'll be replacing him on the roster next year, won't you?
Yeah, it's one of those things, you can't really help what's happened to him. It's out of his hands, so, he's got to think what's best for him and, his family. You can't really, if you've got three specialists saying you can't play rugby, then, I think you've got to take the advice.
How big a wrench is it to leave Wigan, then?
Pardon?
How big a wrench is it to leave Wigan?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Obviously, they're my hometown club, and I've been here for, three seasons now. But it's part of sport. Life goes on, and players change clubs, and I'm looking for a new challenge. I've been at Wigan for a few years now, and I'm ready for a new challenge. And obviously, I've been out for 12 months, so lads have took the chances as well. So I'm just looking for a new challenge to get more games, and get back into rugby again. Just hopefully I can do that at Hull KR.
Yeah, I mean, you're on loan with Salford till the end of the season. Do you see that very much as the part of the rehabilitation and getting back to full game speed, if you want to put it that way?
Yeah. I played a couple of games at the dual registration club at Wigan, ticked all the boxes with the physio, so there's no problems anymore with my injury. It's just one of those things. When you get injured, you have to, do what the specialists say. And I've done that now. I've ticked all the boxes. So there's just the opportunity came to play more, get more game time at Salford in the middle eights. So we've decided to do that. Just, obviously, if I stayed at Wigan and lads who, took the chances at my position, if they carried on playing well, then I might not play. So I'd be coming to OKR, not having played in quite a few months, so if I can get some game time before I get to OKR, I'll be coming in tip-top shape, and I'm not going to be 4 or 5 months of not played a game.
Pity you didn't come on loan to OKR. It's exciting times with the Challenge Cup final just round the corner.
It's a shame it couldn't, it couldn't work out that way, but obviously the, as a club and as players and as a team, all they're doing is going up. I don't think anyone can fault him for what they've done, getting to the final of the Challenge Cup. It's a great achievement just getting there. But obviously the teams that they beat to get there as well, I think that they deserve some credit in that. It's an odd team to play against, Warrington and Wigan. To say that they've got to the final by playing them is, it's a great credit for them as a, like I said, as a team and a club.
Does the fact that they're in the middle eights, did that weigh at all in your mind?
No, not at all. Obviously, I spoke a lot to Darryl Golden, and he gave, he said there's a lot of good players there, and obviously they probably just had some losses that they, they probably thought they should have won throughout the season, and it came down to the last two games whether they were in the middle eights or the super eights. So, obviously they don't want to be there, but they are. But I'm sure that they'll be fine, and they'll be wanting to push for that super eights next season, and hopefully I can be a part of that.
What's Chris said to you about your role and how he sees you wanting to play?
He just said that he was looking to strengthen, obviously, in the centre position. And he said he likes how I play, and what I bring to the team. He feels like that I'll contribute to the team. So hopefully, if I can do that, I'm quite tall for a centre. So if I can bring that size to the team and give that impact in them areas, then hopefully I can do a job for him.
Yeah, you'd be challenging the players that are there, and there's no gimmies in sport, is there, at first team level at any club?
No, definitely not. That's what I mean. You've got to do what you can, and try and you know, do things a little bit differently, you know, to try and stand out and to try and obviously get over that try line, as they say. Just, you know, just because everyone at that, you know, that elite level is, everyone's a decent player, so you're going to have to, you know, do them new things or try new things to hopefully get over.
Okay, what are your ambitions to take Hull KR to a new level? Is that what it's all about? Is that what saying to you?
I'm just hoping, obviously, come over and obviously strengthen that that back line up, and just, you know, bring a bit of, you know, what I can do in a game to the team. And, you know, I've got that experience of playing in, you know, a lot of big games, you know, like Good Friday games with Wigan and Saints. I played in Challenge Cup final, I played in Grand final, so, you know, just to bring that, bring that to the team. And obviously that's what they're competing for now. You know, they're getting to the they've got to the Challenge Cup this year, so why can't they do it next year, you know? And obviously they want to be in that Super 8s as well, so, you know, they have got, you know, on occasions they've shown that they have got the team to compete against the big teams, that obviously do it year in, year out. So there's no reason why they can't. So if I can help them do that, then it'd be great.
Just want to tell you one thing. You might have played in Wigan versus Saints games, but the true derby is Hull versus Hull KR. Everybody will be telling you that.
No, it'd be a good experience. I can't wait to try it and see what it's like. Obviously, I'm good friends with Scott Taylor, who used to play at Hull KR, and he's told me a lot about them games. You know, that they're real good to be part of and playing, so I can't wait.
And I would imagine that Daryl Goulding has told you about the East Stand and the noise and how intimidating it can be.
Yeah, it's a real noisy bunch. It's up there with the Wigan and Saints derby. It's really hard to decide which is better from the two. But no, it's, from what everyone says about it, you know, as players and as fans, I think it's one of the games that I'll be looking forward to the most.
And are you excited by the move?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be moving over there, so it's going to be, you know, a new challenge rugby wise, with a new team and getting used to everyone. But obviously moving to a new area, I've just had a baby boy as well, so it'd be nice to bring him up over there as well, and to see the area, like areas around all. But just more on a rugby point, yeah, I just can't wait to start afresh and crack on with my rugby.